right after December, they confiscated all the fishing boats from the from all our fishermen friends. They took all our cameras, guns, radios, everything, you know, and confiscated all that. And so my father was beginning to think. Then he heard that the United States, they're talking about evacuation and incarcerating people. So he went around telling everybody, well, you better, you know, you better not spend all your money and you better not, you know. So somebody turned him in and he got thrown into the RCMP compound. So at that time, I guess my father was doing a yelling there and so forth. So I don't know how long it was. They came and said, "Ah, come and get your father. He's too noisy," you know. So my mother said, "Well, somebody better go over and get him." So they left it up to me to go and get him at the compound. Well, when I went to pick him up, well, you know, to get him, well, he said, "We're going to go to Hastings Park, which is just like Tamforan. Same thing as Tamforan." And so all of our people from Vancouver Island and our relatives were there. So my father said, "We're going to go there on the way home." So he and I went to Hastings Park, which is not the park. It's the horse shed. That's where they were all at. So we went there and went to visit our relatives. And the memory that I have and then stuck in my mind forever was that these custodians were sweeping all this dust and stuff on, you know, in the shed, and here were all these babies and little kids running around, and this Japanese lady who only spoke Japanese said to me, "I wish they wouldn't do that because they're raising the dust, and you know, and we'd rather do our own housekeeping." So when this custodian was, you know, I grabbed the broom and I said, "You know, the request is that they don't want you to do this." They said, they have their own way." And so what the Japanese ladies do is they get newspaper and they put it in the bucket with water and they tear it up and they throw it all on the ground. And when they sweep, all the dust goes onto this paper. And I had even forgotten about that, but that was what they, you know. So I said, this is how they, you know. So from that time on, I understand that the ladies, the mothers, they did their own housekeeping for what there was, you know. But that was my experience going to this horse shed, you know. Right. They were all in these horse stalls.